So, with that, any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? Tina, you had one?
I just wanted to thank the church for allowing the Amaze group to use the facility yesterday. We had a really good time of fellowship. And I also wanted to thank Joanne and Sandra for coming and helping set up in the kitchen and clean up, because it's more than two people can do. So, thank you. And my friend Odie, that I talked to you guys about a couple weeks ago, he went from procedure to put a shunt in just to drain all the fluid that he has built up. Mm-hmm. They're not able to do that. They're sending him to the University of Miami. And I had a brief opportunity in a text message to tell his wife that we were praying, and she was very receptive to it. You know, remember, he does not believe yet. So pray for that. The Lord will send somebody. Maybe it's what I've said, but somebody that will touch his heart. Our daughter-in-law, Morgan, she's, I don't know if you guys remember this video, I'll make it really short. She is having seizures and has had seizures for a while. She's going to go for a procedure that will eliminate or slow down. We don't really, Travis called a pacemaker in the brain, for lack of a better word. Pray for them, because she can have seizures every day or go for a couple days and not have any. She has a 3-year-old child. Oh. It inhibits her from living life. So we are trusting God for her healing. Yes. So yes. Just please remember to lift her up. Yes. Her name's Morgan.
I really enjoyed spending time last night helping, and one of the ladies that came, I used to work with her at FPLD several years ago, and she asked me if I had been on the walk, and I said no, I was supposed to, but due to circumstances I couldn't. But Tina and I have talked about me maybe coming to one of the meetings or something, and future, I would like to do it whenever I approve some time. And I really, really enjoy my job. And Tina and I talked about it last night, that this is right in my wheelhouse. It's everything that I wanted in a job. Tina and Travis both, I talked to. And they said, you need to be very specific in your prayer. And don't just...
And patience. Have patience.
And have patience. So this, I feel, is a really good fit for me. And I enjoy the people I work with. I enjoy the work that I do. And so I'm real happy with being patient enough to wait. And...
Because he always saves the best for last. Remember the first miracle he did was at the wedding at Cana in Galilee. And it's his first miracle where he turned the water into wine. You know, and they said, wow, this wine is better than... Usually they give you the rot gut wine at the end. And now Jesus gave us the best wine. So he always saves the best for the end. So... And anybody is always welcome at any of the Emmaus gatherings. The weekends are special, but the gatherings are open to anyone. So next time we have one here, why, please come and be a part of that fellowship. Anybody else this morning?
My mother's doing better. She's on a heart monitor for 29 days.
Oh, wow.
She's starting to sound like herself again with her laughing and whatnot. So thank you for all the prayers. It's been working.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Anybody else this morning? Please.
I had my 55th class reunion last night, or this weekend, and we really had a good time, and we were talking about how maturity everybody is now, but each student, you know, just go out from high school, they had a little click, or just going up that what didn't happen. And I was telling Travis that several, over half of them profess knowing Jesus and that it's accepted Christ into their lives.
Anybody else?